Hola, hola, meses and badasses. Are you looking for a safe space where we can talk about the shitty parts of starting a business, having a job, and the journey of entrepreneurship? This is it. This is Mess to Badass Podcast, and I am Pam, a creative consultant and founder of Embrace the Mess. With this podcast, I want to help you turn your struggles into superpowers. Here, we will talk about being imperfect, messy, human, and just being you. Also, this podcast is unedited, bilingual, and there will be some cursing. So get ready to go from mess to badass. Hola, hola, meses and badasses. Bienvenidos to another episode of Mess to Badass. For those who are new to the podcast, I am Pam, your host and messy bestie that is on the journey to becoming a badass just like you. Today, I'm going to get real and talk about a shitty topic that many entrepreneurs and remote workers can relate to: the struggles and challenges of dealing with depression and loneliness while working from home. Yes, peeps, we are not talking about it because we're still dealing with generational trauma and the old school mentality that our families have taught us. Being vulnerable doesn't come easy to everybody, and even worse, admitting that you are depressed or lonely. While entrepreneurship and remote work offers incredible freedom and flexibility, they can also come with their fair share of challenges. One of the biggest struggles that many of us face are dealing with depression and loneliness. It's not always easy to admit, but it's a real issue that can affect our mental well-being. And I'm telling you this from experience. First, did you know that depression is more common among entrepreneurs than normal population? According to an article on zenbusiness.com, an average of 7% of the population suffers from depression, while entrepreneurs suffer 30%. So 30% of entrepreneurs suffer from depression. Can you imagine, compared to 7% of the normal population? That is absolutely insane. In an article by shrm.org, people that work from home are fully remote 40% and hybrid 38%. Both of the situations are associated with increased likelihood of anxiety and depression compared to people that work in an office, which is 35%. So again, the isolation is something that is just causing so much mental issues, and we're just not talking about it, or we're starting to talk about it, at least in the Latinx, Latine, Latina, como whatever you want to call it. We don't talk about it, you know, it's still a stigma. But first generation are working on generational trauma. Anyways, now that we know how the pandemic impacted many households and individuals, because those facts are based on the transition of COVID, of starting 2020 when the pandemic happened, so just so you know. So many households, it has impacted many households and individuals. I want to clarify that remote jobs already existed at some companies. They gave you the option to work from home depending on the position that you had at the company, meaning most of the times higher ups like managers, directors, and, you know, people in that level had more flexibility to work from home. Now, working from home has become a trend that got very popular during the pandemic and continue to stay a trend. Even though many companies have switched to a hybrid option, that still means that some days you are working from home, which still applies to how lonely and depressed you can feel while being at home. Makes sense, right? I mean, even though you're going to the office for a little bit, you're still going back home and you're still working most of your days at home, which still can result with depression and loneliness. So now that we have learned some fun facts, it is time to talk about the difference between working from home and remote work. According to an article on Inc.com, the aforementioned remote work and working from home are not the same. So let me break it down so you can understand what's the difference. And by the way, all of this is based on this article from Inc.com, so don't judge. I'm just giving you information. So to start, working from home is considered a benefit. It is temporary. It could be a decision you are making to change the scenery and not deal with some coworkers. I mean, we know that we have some crazy coworkers once in a while. Depending on the type of job you have, you might be able to make the decisions to not go to the office because your schedule is clear of face-to-face appointments and meetings. Depending on how you function and if you are home alone, working from home can help you be more productive and efficient. Well, let me tell you, in my case, I believe that I used to be really good about it and I loved working from home because I had a designated space for my office in my old apartment and I wasn't interrupted. Currently, as many of you know, we have turned our living room into a studio. We bought a fixer-upper, so we're staying in the living room of the house with three dogs, two adults, and all of our furniture. There's a lot going on. Plus, we're planning a wedding. I'm trying to figure out my life. We're remodeling the house. And if you haven't seen that, go and check out my TikTok. It is a mess, legit mess. And not having a designated place for me to work, to do whatever I need to do, definitely has affected my productivity and has affected in how I am, my efficiency, my productivity towards my own stuff, towards work, and towards everything else. So I feel like I'm half-assing everything because I don't have a set place. And I know that some of you are agreeing with me, so don't judge me. And last but not least, many people that work from home are usually doing it for a reason. So in this case, it could be mom with kids, mom with tons of dogs, family members that are taking care of other family members, even social anxiety. Sometimes it's so strong that you just don't want to interact with people. Even being an introvert can be one of those reasons of why you prefer to stay home. So now let's talk about remote work. Remote work is working outside of your company's office all the time. This is permanent. By working remotely, you must have the required skills, resources, and abilities. So, for example, you must have a self-starting attitude. You have to be amazing at time management. You have to make sure to constantly communicate with your peers and be on top of what is happening with your team. So you have to be on top of everything to make sure that things are being managed accordingly to what your position or your job description demands. Sometimes I can tell you again from experience, I can be really bad at responding emails because I'm like, oh, I'll check it out later. And that is just not part of being a remote worker. You have to be really good at multitasking and just like having a set routine that will help you produce and just be good at your job. But anyways, next is you need to create or set up a workspace that will benefit you during work time, to be more productive and to motivate you to work. That space has to inspire you and motivate you to get the work done. It also provides you with the option of setting your schedule based on what best fits in your life, which a lot of jobs might be able to be a little more lax about it, but then are others that are more lenient. So you have to like work based on where the company's based off and whatever other schedules that they have. So just think about all those differences. But now that we know the differences, we're also going to share some practical tips on how to overcome these hurdles and thrive in your entrepreneurial journey or remote work setup. So, by the way, when I say we, it's me. It's just a foreign thing. So, starting a business can be an exciting journey. Again, I'm telling you from experience, but not many people know or talk about the ugly side of being an entrepreneur. Many people think that becoming an entrepreneur means freedom, working fewer hours, doing what you love and just knowing exactly what you're doing. But the reality is that most of us get tired of the corporate life and feel passionate enough to give up all those commodities, you know, insurance, 401ks, blah, 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 of the 9 to 5 to build our goals and dreams. However, as exciting as it can be to build and grow our businesses, it can also be extremely challenging and taxing to our mental health. There are a variety of factors that can contribute to depression and burnout among entrepreneurs. Let me tell you some of those factors. And by the way, this not only applies to entrepreneurs, it applies to remote workers, people that work from home. So just listen and take whatever resonates with you. So busy weekends, sleepless nights, financial obligations, unimaginable deadlines, imposter syndrome, self-doubt, and self-sabotage. I am a professional about that. Lack of interaction, balancing life and work and business. So like a life work balance, it's just a mess. So starting a business can indeed be a super exciting and terrifying journey, but it is important to acknowledge the less glamorous side of entrepreneurship. While many of us dream of the freedom to work a few hours, pursue our passions, and be our bosses, the reality is that most entrepreneurs have left behind the security and stability of a 9-to-5 job to pursue their goals and dreams. That was a little repetitive, right? Whatever. The point is that if we decide to give up the 9-to-5 and the corporate job and the normal, the quote-unquote normal job or real job, it's because we feel extremely passionate about what we are creating or what we want to create. I can tell you that I have been doing or been trying to figure out Embrace the Mess for, I think, about 10 years, maybe, like on and off. But since the pandemic, I have been super into it and it has pivoted so many times, but I'm not giving up. Like, even if I have to have, again, quote unquote, real job, I will still not give up on Mess to Badass, Embrace the Mess. I know that it is something that will be absolutely amazing. I just need to work on my mindset and stop worrying about failure and succeeding and all of that stuff. But again, that's part of generational trauma, which we will talk about that in another episode. But anyways, so as I mentioned before, one common cause is the stress of trying to balance work and personal life. When you're building a business from the ground up, it can be difficult to take time for yourself and your loved ones. This can lead into sleepless nights, busy weekends. It can take a toll on your physical and emotional well-being, and even in your relationship. You're not there for them. You're like always focused on taking care of your business, thinking of your business, all of that stuff. So be mindful of that other side of entrepreneurship. In addition, financial obligations can be a significant source of stress for entrepreneurs. Tell me about it. Starting a business often requires a significant investment of time and money, and it can take months or even years to turn into profit. This financial uncertainty can be overwhelming and cause anxiety and depression. Again, for all of us Latinos, Latinx, Latine, that have experienced the old school mentality from our parents, they all have issues with money. So I feel like that has been passed on to us. And then when we come to this country, we're like, oh my God, we have credit cards. It's so easy. And then we're in debt. Some people are really good about it. Some people are not. I can tell you that I start good and then I go to hell and then like I get my shit together again. But with business, you know, you have to be a little more careful because it will not only affect your credit, but the reputation of your business. So, another factor that can contribute to entrepreneurial depression is the pressure of meeting deadlines and achieving goals. Setting high standards for yourself can be motivating, but it can also lead to burnout and feeling like a failure. Another one that I'm a professional at. Also, many entrepreneurs struggle with imposter syndrome and self-doubt. Raise your hand. I know that a lot of you are shaking your head agreeing with me. It can be difficult to feel confident in your abilities when you are constantly facing new challenges and obstacles. This can lead to self-sabotage and lack of motivation. Again, raise your hand for those who have a bitch in your head sabotaging everything and messing with your self-esteem. I am one of those. I always call that little thing in my head the bitch in my head that's always messing up with my goals. When I finally get something and I know exactly what I want to do, and I'm like, okay, this is it, that little bitch starts making me believe that I'm going to fail, that I'm going to succeed, that I'm not good enough. And it's really scary of how much you can damage yourself. So think about that one, and let's try not to get that, you know, like fuck up your self-esteem or your business. But anyways, entrepreneurship can be an isolating experience, and it's important to find support system to help you go through the ups and downs. This can be a mentor or a community or fellow entrepreneurs who understand the unique challenges that come with building a business. Additionally, it's important to recognize when you need help and seek it out. This means hiring employees, outsourcing tasks, and when you feel overwhelmed and you need to reach out to mental health professionals, if you're struggling with depression or anxiety, then go do it. It's completely normal. I have a therapist. I take medication. It's completely okay. Actually, you're stronger by showing vulnerability because you are capable of showing your feelings, of being true with yourself and being true to others. So maybe you can inspire somebody else to also do it, you know? Another thing is that it's also super important to take time to celebrate your successes and acknowledge your accomplishments. As entrepreneurs, we often focus on what we haven't achieved yet rather than what we have. Taking time to reflect on your progress and celebrate your milestones can help you stay motivated and inspired. So pretty much just celebrate your wins and celebrate your failures, because all of them are going to take you somewhere. Also, I am at my parents' house and somebody's driving by with a really, really, like the music really loud, and it's killing my vibe of the podcast. So hopefully you guys cannot hear it. So it's also important to remember that you started your business in the first place. The reason why you started the business in the first place. It's super easy to get caught up in the day-to-day challenges of running a business, but it is important to stay connected to your passion and the purpose that brought you to this place. This can help you stay focused and motivated even during the toughest times. Now, think about this. Write it down and then meditate, journal about it, but ask yourself why. Why do you want to start a business? Why do you want to start that particular business? What is the purpose of it? Are you doing this for the money, or is it because you're passionate about it? Figure out your why. Again, figure out your why. Once you know that, you are good. It will be super easy to continue to build what you want to do with your business and why you're doing it, who you're doing it for. So think about that one. So, starting and running a business can be an awesome way to pursue your passions and achieve financial freedom. However, it is important to recognize that the entrepreneurial journey can also be stressful and challenging. While there are many factors that can contribute to entrepreneurial depression, there are also many strategies and resources available to help you manage your mental health and build a successful business. Especially, again, I don't want to be biased or think that I am just like focusing on my people, the Latin people, but I just have been scrolling a lot through TikTok and I have seen that there are so many amazing women that are willing and are super passionate about helping other Latinx, Latine, Latinas, women, obviously, or just business owners. So, well, let's support each other. Let's just help each other out. The isolation of working from home, the pressure of running your own business or being your own boss can sometimes take a toll on your mental health. The lack of social interaction, the constant self-motivation, and the blurred boundaries between work and personal life can contribute to feelings of sadness, anxiety, and loneliness. But don't worry, my entrepreneur and remote work besties. I've got some tried and tested tips that can help you defeat these challenges and prioritize your mental health. So, here are 5 ways that I can help you overcome depression and loneliness while working from home, because that also counts building an empire, right? Number 1, start setting a routine that works for you. We are all different. We don't function the same way, which is why it's super important that you manage your mental health as an entrepreneur. Establish a daily routine, including your regular work hours, some breaks, some exercise, leisure time, and also don't forget to make some time for self-care, like meditation. Well, I mean, if you need medication, that too, or spending time with your loved ones. Having a predictable schedule can give you a sense of structure and purpose, which can help you ward off feelings of depression and loneliness. So, let me tell you about my routine. I try to wake up between 6 and 7 in the morning, take the dogs out, feed them, make myself some coffee, obviously take my medication, and then I usually do yoga, except now that I'm at my parents', which again, it's killing my vibe, but whatever. And I have felt that now that I have some type of a routine, I feel like I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing that day. I usually write on my planner before I go to bed so I can figure out the things that I want to achieve on the next day. So, also as a generator, if you're into human design, I am not supposed to have a routine, but my inconsistency is my consistency in my routine. So I don't have a exact routine, but I know what I need to do. So if I wake up at 6, it's okay. If I wake up at 7, that's fine. It doesn't have to be set as long as you figure out what works for you. It's all about you. It's your business. It's whatever you want to do. So focus on that. And yes, for those who have to work at home, you have to be a little more lenient with those routines, but still try to set up a routine that works for yourself, that's going to benefit you, and that is going to make you feel comfortable. Number 2, find your peeps. This is a big one. An important strategy for managing entrepreneurial depression is to build a strong support system. Make an effort to connect with other people, both personally and professionally. This can include seeking out mentorship, coaching from other entrepreneurs that have gone through the similar challenges that you have. You can connect with like-minded individuals through networking events, my fave, or online communities related to your industry or interest. Schedule virtual or in-person coffee dates with friends and colleagues. Find the right community with your like-minded people that can help you feel less isolated and make you feel more connected. So, just a little plug here. I have started the Embrace the Mess, no, the Mess to Badass community by Embrace the Mess. Obviously, I am Embrace the Mess. And this community started because I knew how lonely it was to work from home. I was working, at home. I was feeling extremely isolated. I was feeling the anxiety of just like dealing with the world. It was just a lot. I mean, we all have our little personal issues, you know, like with interacting with people or not interacting with people. But I started doing lives, co-working lives on TikTok, which inspired me to create this community where we have happy hours, we can hang out. I usually shuffle a card so you can have your inspiration for the day. You get times of my live TikToks where I keep you accountable for you to achieve the goals that you set for that day. We stretch, we play games, we have fun. And all of this in a community where everybody supports each other and it's kind to each other. So if you're interested, you can go to my website and click on membership, and then you can join for free to just be able to chat in the community board and get my TikTok lives. But if you want to be a founding badass or a beta badass, then you can lock your price now for life. So go check it out. No pressure, just, you know, doing my job and plugging my business. But then the second thing that I want to mention is that I am part of a community called Consciously Creative. And I met the founder of Hermes Yvonne, Danielle, through Instagram and TikTok. And I was following her for a long time and I felt super connected with her. And then all of a sudden, I noticed that she had a community and I just had to do it. I was going through a really bad time because my business, which were gift boxes, pretty much failed. And I ran out of money because I bought so many things and like it never sold. So anyways, I was super depressed about it. And once I found out that she does morning pages, and she also provides group coaching and tons of like masterclasses and mini courses and a bunch of other resources, I had to join this community. So if you guys are interested, I put the link in the bio, use the code PAM and you'll get 20% off on your membership. Anyways, number three is going to be take care of your physical and mental health. Remember to prioritize self-care, including exercise, healthy eating, getting enough sleep, and physical well-being is closely linked to mental health. So taking care of your body can help you feel more energized and motivated. Luckily, nowadays, there are so many resources available to help entrepreneurs manage their mental health. For example, there are tons of apps and online tools that can help you track your mood, manage your stress, improve your overall well-being. Oh my God. There are also many mental health professionals who specialize in working with entrepreneurs and can provide personalized support and guidance. Again, Morning Pages has been something that has helped me mentally to not only figure out what is it that I want to create with my business, with my life, but just to vent, you know, like being able to just like write down what's in my brain in the morning, and that just like do all those downloads of whatever you have in your head or whatever dreams that you have or whatever you need to write is just like super helpful. So I definitely recommend Morning Pages, but also I want to recommend an app that you can find on the Apple Store that it's called Mood Notes, and I will have the link in the bio. So check that out, and definitely you can get it for free. Number four, it's setting boundaries. We're all talking about boundaries now because we're learning what a boundary is. So it is important to establish clear boundaries between work and personal time. This includes setting clear boundaries around your work hours and priorities so that you can avoid feeling overwhelmed or burnt out. Avoid overworking or constantly checking your emails outside of work hours. I am really bad at that. Make sure to take breaks and designate specific times for personal activities and hobbies. Create boundaries with clients, customers, etc., with whoever you have to set boundaries. Make sure to set a specific hours of your availability. You don't want anybody calling you at midnight having a meltdown, whether it's your coach, a creative consultant, you are whatever you are. So if it's an emergency, then tell them to call 911 or wait until the next day. Creating a healthy work-life balance and clear boundaries can prevent burnout and help you maintain a positive mindset. Unless you are saving lives, people should not contact you after your business hours. So make sure to set those boundaries. And lastly, number 5, seek professional help. If you are struggling with depression or loneliness, don't hesitate to seek professional help. Talk to a therapist, a counselor, a mental health professional. They can provide valuable support and guidance to help you navigate these challenges. I can tell you that I have always been in therapy my whole life, like since I was little. I can remember being in some type of therapy. But after my business, the one that I just told you about, failed and I ran out of money to support it, I just fell into a huge depression. For 3 months, I didn't do anything. I was just in bed, absolutely miserable and depressed. So finally, I decided to find a therapist. And not only that, but also get tested for ADHD, PTSD, depression, and all that stuff. And now I am taking medication that's making me feel absolutely amazing. I feel like I am another person. So please be conscious of your needs and don't be ashamed to ask for help. So, as you can see, entrepreneurship can be a challenging but rewarding journey. Acknowledging the potential risk to our mental health and taking steps to prioritize self-care and well-being, we can build successful businesses while also maintaining our health and happiness. Remember to reach out for help when you need it. Celebrate your successes, learn from your failures, and stay connected to your passion and purpose. Stay connected to your passion and purpose. In the end, the key to managing entrepreneurial depression is to be proactive and intentional about your mental health. By taking the time to establish healthy routines, build a strong support system, and seek out resources and support when you need them, you can build a successful business while also maintaining your health and, again, your happiness. It's all about you, my friends. It's all about you. Remember, it's okay to feel down or lonely while you're working from home or running your own business, but it's also important to take proactive steps to prioritize your mental health. By creating a routine, connecting with others, taking care of your physical health, setting boundaries, and seeking professional help when needed, you can overcome these challenges and kick ass as an entrepreneur, as a work-from-home person, or a remote worker. So I know that it was a little repetitive and I went over and over about the same things, but I just wanted this topic to resonate with you. I wanted you to identify with what I am mentioning because I know for a fact, and I know a lot of people, they struggle so much with anxiety, depression, and loneliness because they have decided to drop the corporate world and start their business. Or during my TikTok lives, I have seen people, like many people have mentioned, that they are lonely and that they are so happy that there's a community now that, you know, body doubles with them and keeps them company. And even if they're cleaning their house, we still cheer them for the wins. If you set yourself during the 50 minutes that we're co-working to clean your bedroom and you do it, we cheer for you. We are there for you. And those are people that they have never met in person, but are going through the same situation. So for all of you people out there, just make sure to take care of yourself first. You come first, then everybody else. You won't be able to help anybody if you don't take care of yourself. So Peeps, that is about it. It is a wrap for today's episode of Mess to Badass. I hope you found these tips helpful. Make sure to check the show notes where I added articles and links for the research that I use and for my community and the other stuff that I talked about. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast for more empowering discussions or of entrepreneurship, working from home, and a lot more. So make sure to leave a 5-star review. And if you have any suggestions, please email me to pam@embracems.co. Have an awesome day. Besitos. Thank you, Messes and Badasses, for listening to today's episode. Check the show notes for any updates and don't forget to subscribe to the show and share it. Have an amazing day and don't forget to see failures as opportunities to start over and better. Bye!